Oh, darling, I am really, really having fun tonight. I'm so glad that you asked me out. Why am I talking like we're on a date? Oh, darling, we are on a date. Oh, you're simply trying to foil my evil scheme, are you? What scheme? What scheme? What exactly are you trying to foil? Because to me, it seems like we're just taking a walk in a very nice garden that just happens to have a lot of poisonous plants, but doesn't mean it's not pretty. Isn't it romantic? The moonlight, the fire. Okay, that was slightly evil. But I like fire. Consider it candlelight. You look very pretty in the firelight. I'm crazy, am I? Of course I am. That's why you like me. I'm passionate. I'm exciting. I'm not like her. Oh, don't talk about her.
Of course, we don't talk about her.
Your superhero girlfriend. Your partner. Where is she, by the way? Oh, you don't need her to handle me. I think you do. Oh, darling, you really, really do. We both know that if she were here, I would never escape. You would never just let me go. Am I saying that you let me go? Yes. That is exactly what I'm saying. You let me escape. Oh, don't get me wrong, you make it look good, you put in the effort, you get nice and close. We tussle. But in the end, I always go. But in the end, you always let me go. I always escape. It's getting a little obvious. I think she's noticed. Now that was an interesting face you just made. You are gorgeous, you know. And it's not just the whole superhero thing. I have to admit, that's not really a thing of mine. I don't like superheroes. But you are just incandescent. Oh, you are just radiant. There's something about you. Something that I just can't resist. At first I thought it was a nemesis thing. I'm your supervillain. You're my superhero. But it's deeper than that. It's more than that. And when I realized that, I got really fiendish because no. I am not the girl who has a thing for a superhero. I mean, come on, that's so comic book. It's almost pathetic. Unrequited love. Tragic. So I got evil. Really evil. I wanted to kill you. I wanted you dead. Only I didn't. And just as you keep letting me go, I kept letting you live. Oh, darling, I'm smart. I'm really, really smart. And if I want something, I get it. If I really wanted you, Dad, you would be dead. But I don't want you dead. So I let you live. But it gets worse. Not only do I let you live, I stop other people from killing you too. You have weaknesses. Every superhero does. But I guard yours for you. If I even think anyone's caught a sniff of them, I eliminate them. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't enjoy eliminating them. I do. I'm evil. And they are... No one touches you. No one touches my superhero. People think I'm possessive, obsessive, infatuated, maybe. And they're not wrong. They're really, really not wrong. Because I decided to embrace it, to dive headfirst into it. Unrequited love. It's a classical motivation for a supervillain. Wanting to impress and destroy at the same time. And I'll be honest, part of me did want to destroy you. Destroy you for making me love you so much. Yes, love. I'm saying it directly. I love you. I love you more than I ever thought I could love anyone. I love you with passion, with mania, with all that I am. And that was enough. Because I am crazy. Functionally crazy, of course, but... All of us supervillains, all of us superheroes, we are all insane. We are. Look at the things we do, the way we live. We couldn't be sane and do it. But then... Then... I started paying attention. I mean, paying attention with the eyes of someone who is so in love. And I began to notice things. The way you would pull me close. Look me right in my eyes when you made one of those oh so moving speeches. The way you wouldn't let anyone else come after me. The way I always managed to escape. The amount of time you spend with me versus the amount of time you spend with her. Could it be? Oh, I think it is. And then there's the flirting. The flirting. Darling, it's not... banter. It's flirting. Look how close you're standing to me. How your arms are around me, but not too tight. A loose embrace as you gaze into my eyes. This is a date. A superhero date, so of course it's a little twisted. And of course there's an excuse. A cover story. But darling, you need to make a decision. I love being your supervillain, I do. But your girlfriend is an issue. Your girlfriend is a problem. You see, I'm not great at sharing, and when I say I'm not great at sharing, I mean I don't share. Ever. I don't want to share you. Before it was different. When I thought my love was unrequited. When I thought this thing was one-sided, it was so different. Of course you could have your superhero girlfriend. Because it was one-sided. Unrequited. But darling, it's not. It's not one-sided. It's not unrequited. And you have a girlfriend. I have an issue with that. I won't do that. Oh no, I'm not going to kill her. I mean, I have considered it, but I think it's time for you to make a decision. You need to choose. Me. Or her. I'm not just your nemesis. I'm not just your supervillain. I'm your supervillain girlfriend. And you can't have a supervillain girlfriend and a superhero girlfriend. I'm not asking to make it official. I mean, think of my reputation. Oh no. That is not something I want. I don't want people to know that I'm in love with a superhero. Ugh. I don't want hearts and flowers. Well, you know, maybe if you invest. Never mind. What? I'm evil. Darling, I don't want ordinary, boring. I don't want that. I want you. But I won't share you. And right now you're being so, so greedy. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have your superhero girlfriend and your supervillain girlfriend. I won't share. I won't be an option. I'm a choice. So, you have a decision to make. Her. Or me. What happens if you choose her? Nothing. I'll be your supervillain and I'll be motivated. What does that mean? Darling, I'm not threatening you. We both know that I will never kill you. But I won't be your girlfriend. It'll be strictly professional. No more dates. No more dancing. No more flirting. It'll be strictly professional. superhero and supervillain. No sexual tension. No romantic dates. No more dancing in the candlelight. Firelight, if you're being picky. Though, decide. Her or me? Oh, you're thinking that I'll give you a bit of time. No. This is it. This is it. Her or me? I'm so close to you right now. I'm close enough to kiss you. But I won't. Not until you choose. Oh, I'll kiss you either way. Just one way will be a kiss goodbye. So, darling, decide. Superhero girlfriend? Or supervillain girlfriend? It's your